Circumcision. As the season for traditional initiation ceremonies approaches, Uasin-Gishu County Commissioner Dr. Edison Nyale has implored parents and all stakeholders to put emphasis on the health and safety of boys set to undergo circumcision. The administrator stressed the need for strict adherence to high standards of safety measures to ensure no lives are lost during the circumcision period. Dr. Nyale said it was unfortunate that tragic incidents occurred in the past, where lives were lost during the rites, ostensibly because adequate health measures were not adhered to. Speaking during the 60th Mashujaa Day celebrations held at Nyberi Primary School in Inupkoi Sub-County, Dr. Nyale urged circumcision service providers, parents, and other stakeholders to follow strict health protocols by ensuring the seclusion habitats where the boys will be staying during the entire rite of passage, as well as tools used for circumcising, are sterilized, safe and clean. He underscored the importance of ensuring the safety and well-being of the children involved, highlighting that incidents of torture during the secluded rituals have been a leading cause of fatalities. As circumcisers, you are the mentors of the children you handle. Therefore, ensure that all the children who undergo the procedure come out safely, as our primary mandate is to save lives, said Dr. Nyale. He emphasized that prevention and control measures, as well as adherence to quick emergency referrals, are critical to ensure safety of the boys when undergoing the rites usually undertaken in the month of December. The CC was flanked by members of his county security team led by the county police commander, Benjamin Wanthi, and county administration police commander Peter Kimos. Uasin-Gishu governor was represented by his county executive committee member for devolution Elijah Koske.